안녕하십니까?
Hello, everyone.
한국 사람들은 사람을 피곤하게 만듭니다.
Koreans tend to make people tired.
여러분 막 아침 저녁 계속해서 강의.
Day and night, you know, continual lectures.
늦게 재우고 새벽 일찍 깨우고.
You know, we make you go to sleep late, wake you up early.
월드 캠프 다시 안 갈 거야.
I'm never coming to the world camp.
그럴는지 모릅니다.
Maybe you feel that way.
너무 신기한 것은
But the amazing thing is
월드캠프 때가 되면
When the world camp time comes around
아무리 안 갈라 결심을 했는데도
No matter how much people make up their minds not to come
내가 또 여기 와 있지.
Oh, I'm here again.
그런 사람들이 많아요.
And there's a lot of people like that.
여러분들도 그런 사람 중에 하나라고 생각합니다.
And I think that you too are one of such people.
여러분 즐겁습니까?
Are you having a good time?
예, 오늘 약 한 370명 되는 목사님들 세계에서 모인 목사님들하고 같이 강의를 했습니다.
And today I lectured together with about 370 pastors from all over the world.
여러분들이 아주 치열하게 막 이렇게 논쟁도 하고
And it was a very intense discussion.
자기 발표도 하고
And they, you know, stated their opinions.
너무너무 재미가 있었어요.
And we had a lot of fun.
아주 이렇게 행복했습니다.
And I was very happy.
정말 우리가 새로운 세계에 들어간다고 하는 마음이 듭니다.
And I feel that we are now entering into a new world.
우리가 마음의 세계 속에 이제 악령이 어떻게 작용하는 그런 이야기도 많이 했는데요.
No, we've been talking a lot about how the evil spirit works inside of the world of the heart.
사람들이 처음부터 내가 뭐 거짓말 해야겠다, 사기를 쳐야겠다, 도둑질 해야겠다, 살인을 해야겠다 그런 생각을 가진 사람 별로 없습니다.
And so there are not many people who, to begin with, think I'm going to steal, I'm going to commit fraud, I'm going to commit murder.
여러분 경우에는 잘 모르겠지만,
I don't know about your case, but
저 같은 경우에는,
but in my case,
제가 어려서부터 교회를 다녔기 때문에,
because I went to church since I was young,
성실하게 살려고 노력.
I tried very hard to live diligently,
도덕적으로 완벽하려고 노력했어요.
And I tried very hard to be upright and be moral.
하나님 앞에 뿐한 우리 아버지에게 참 잘하고 싶었어요.
And not only to God, but I really wanted to be good to my father.
내가 아버지에 잘하려고 내가 각오하고 결심을 했는데,
and even though I was determined and trying really hard to be good to my father,
아버지를 만나서 내가 아버지한테 하는 태도를 보면은,
but when I see myself meeting and the way I deal with my father, I was not doing that.
Well,
why did I do that?
아니, 그러면 안 되는데.
I shouldn't be like this.
나 정말 잘해야 하는데.
And I really want to do well.
이런 이야기 하면,
and if I say this,
이런 생각할 거예요.
You might think this.
목사님, 내 마음 어떻게 알았지?
Pastor, how did you know my heart?
내 이야기 하는 거 아니야?
Are you talking about me?
그렇게 생각하는 사람들이 많을 거예요.
Many of you probably think like that.
어쨌든 간에 우리들 가운데서 악을 좋아하거나 미움을 좋아하거나 그리고 거짓을 좋아하거나 방탕을 좋아하는 사람 얘기 없습니다.
And so among us there's nobody who loves wickedness, who loves evil, who loves being riotous.
근데 내가 모르게 자꾸 끌려가는 거예요.
You know, but we are dragged that way.
저는 수영을 잘하지 못해도
You know, even though I'm not a good swimmer,
수영을 참 좋아합니다.
I really like to swim.
우리가 영동에 송어솔밭이라고 했는데.
In Yeongdong, we have the pine fields.
거기 이제 강이 흐르고.
And the river flows there.
우리 학생들이 이제 거기 캠프 때 와서 래프팅을 합니다. 배를 탑니다.
And our students come there during the camp and they go rafting.
그래서 제가 만일 아이들이 빠지 학생들이 빠질 것 대비해서 모터보트를 하나 사라 그랬어요.
And so I told them to buy a motorboat in case people fall into the water.
그래서 모터보트 사 저도 한번 타보고 싶었어요.
And so I wanted to ride on a motorboat too.
이제 형제아매들이 같이 모터보트를 탔어요.
And so I got on the boat together with the brothers and sisters.
엑셀 당기니까 모터보트 탁 가서 딱 서니 쫙 나.
And I pulled on the gas. The motorboat lifted up and it went forward.
그래서 이제 배를 갖다 놓으라고 하고.
And so I told them to put the boat away.
저 이제 수영을 하고 싶어서 강에 뛰어들었어요.
And so I jumped into the river to swim.
그래서 보드를 탔으니까 뭐 수영 준비가 안 돼서 수영복도 아주 맞지 않았고. 수경도 없고 그랬어요.
And so you know, I just jumped off the boat, so I didn't really have swimming trunks. I didn't have swimming goggles.
저쪽에 이제 언덕을 향해 막 지어갔어요.
And then I began to stroke towards the hill.
이제 지금 좀 왔겠다 또 보니까.
And I thought I'm there by now, and I opened my eyes.
언덕이 어디가 없어요.
But the hill was nowhere to be seen.
언덕을 누가 훔쳐갔지?
Who took away the hill?
보니까 내가 반대 방향으로 가고 있는 거.
And I looked, and I was going in the opposite direction.
왜 이렇지?
Oh, what's wrong?
다시 이제 저가기 시작했어요.
Again, I began to stroke towards the hill.
눈을 고개를 들고 또 반대 방향.
And after a while, I lifted up my face, and again, I was going the wrong way.
어디냐? 그쪽에서 다리가 있는데.
And there, the other side has a bridge.
강이 이제 본 강이 흐르고.
And there is the main river.
작은 가지의 강이 그로 들어왔어요.
And there's a small stream of river that joins the river.
그 강이 돌아서 그 빙빙 도는 그 소용돌이 속에 내가.
And the small river joins that water and it forms a circle. It forms a whirlpool.
여러분 정말 그 모터보트 같은 그냥 소용돌 아무나 지나가는.
And if you have a motorboat, you can, you know, break through the whirlpool, no problem.
소용돌이 벗어나기 쉽지가 않아.
But I was stroking with my arms. It was not easy to get out of the whirlpool.
몇 번을 벗어나려고 하는데.
And so several times I tried to get out of it.
내가 손으로 젓는 그보다도 소용돌이 힘이 더 가는 비.
But the whirlpool was more powerful than my stroking, so I just kept on circling.
그리고 나서 이제 이번에는 진짜. 힘을 다 빠져나가겠다.
And I thought, okay, this time I'm going to try my best. And with all my might, I stroked and I stroked and I stroked.
수영을 할 때 힘을 배워야 하는데.
You know, when you swim, you're supposed to be lax.
벗어나면 힘을 안 들일 수가 없었어.
And but I had to use all my strength.
한 몇 분 힘을 들였는데.
And I did it with all my might for a few minutes.
빠져나오지 못했어요.
I could not escape it.
문제는 뭐냐면.
But the problem is,
몸에 힘이 다.
And I lost all strength from my body.
그냥 빙빙 도는.
And I was just going there in circles.
그때 두려운 생각이 났어요.
Right then, a scary thought came to me.
내가 죽는 게 아니냐.
Oh, what if I die?
벗어나는 힘도 없고.
I had no power to break free from this.
야, 내가 어떻게 여기를 벗어나지?
Uh-oh, how am I going to get out of this?
그러고 보니까 저 보트를 아까 보트를 막 이제 물가에서 노로 저어가요. 모터를 끄고 저어가고 있어요.
And so I saw on the side that the motorboat, they had now stopped it and they were rowing from the motorboat.
아, 소리를 질렀어요.
I shouted out.
이리 좀 오라고.
Come back, come back.
사람이 절대 원수지만 안 돼.
You know, you should not make enemies.
원수셨다면 못 들은 채가 막.
If you make enemies, they'll act like they didn't hear you and they'll just keep going their way.
보트가 돌아오더라고.
But luckily, the boat came back.
보트 위에 올라가서
and I got on,
나올 수가 있어요.
And I got back on the boat and I was able to come out.
아 정말 제가 지금도 그냥 강이 보기는 잔잔하게 흐르는 것 같아요.
And even now it looks like the river is flowing very calmly.
수영장은 고여있는 물이기 때문에 일정해요.
And a swimming pool it's always idle because the
강은 흐르기 때문에 내가 아무리 수영을 해도 흐르는 물살을 이기긴 극히 어려워요.
Because the pool the water is not flowing but the river it's flowing so it's hard for me to overcome the current.
갑자기 내 마음에 두려움이 생기는데.
All of a sudden I felt scared.
이러다 죽을 수도 있겠다.
Oh, I might die if this continues.
여러분 우리 강만 그런 게 아니고
And not only with rivers,
어떤 생각의 세계 속에 빠져들어가요.
Once you fall into a certain world of thoughts,
모르는 생각이 내 빠져드는지도 모르고 막 빠져가는 사람이 많습니다.
And oftentimes you fall into those thoughts without even knowing that you fall into those thoughts.
그래서 벗어나려고 하다 보면
But when you try to break free from them,
생각밖에도 벗어나기 너무 어렵습니다.
It's so hard to break free outside of your thoughts.
오늘 이 시간에도 자폐증에서 벗어나고 싶고
Even this time period there are people who want to be free from their powerlessness.
벗어나고 싶고
People want to be free from drug game addiction.
벗어나고 싶고
People want to be free from alcoholism.
여러 가지 잘못된 소문 벗어나보려고 발버둥을 치는 사람들
And there are so many people who are struggling to break free from these terrible things.
근데 여러분 그게 보기는 별거 아닌 것처럼 보입니다.
And on the outside, it appears to be nothing, but
아무래도 강은 그냥 흐르기 때문에
And then the river, it just continues to flow.
나는 강을 몇 번을 수영으로 가로질렀기 때문에
And I've crossed through that river many times.
아, 이 정도는 괜찮다고 생각해요.
I thought, oh, this much I could handle.
근데 강에는 물의 흐름이 다 다르기
You know, but the current, the flow of the river, water is all different.
그래서 강이 위험한 거죠.
And that's why the river is dangerous.
여러분, 우리가 살고 있는 인생의 삶이
Everyone, the life that we live,
수영장 같지는 않습니다.
It's not like a swimming pool.
수영장에 물이 흐르지도 않고
The water doesn't flow in the swimming pool.
수영장에 파도도 치지 않고
There are no waves in the swimming pool.
수영장 빠지면 금방 구조하는 방법이 있고
And in a swimming pool, if you fall, they can quickly pull you out.
근데 우리가 강과 같은 이 세상에 살다 보면
But as we live in this world, which is like a river,
내가 소용돌이 속에 빠져 아무리 벗어나려고 해도 벗어나지 못해.
And so you fall into the whirlpool, and no matter how much you try to break free, you cannot break free.
저도 참 많은 사람 나 이리 살면 안 돼.
And for many people, they realize I shouldn't be living like this.
마음을 잡아야 돼.
I should get a hold of my heart.
그만 놀아야 돼.
I better stop playing around.
공부를 해야 돼.
I better study harder.
학사 경고 받는 거 아니야?
Oh, I might get on academic probation.
이제 막 그런 속에 갈등하는 굉장히 많은데.
There are a lot of people who conflict inside of these kinds of thoughts.
여러분 한번 잘못된 데 빠져들면.
But once they've fallen into the wrong path.
거기서부터는 절대로 단순하지 않습니다.
It is not so easy to get out of that path.
저는 거기서 벗어난 몇몇 경우를 오늘 여러분들께 이야기합니다.
And today I want to tell you a few instances of how people get out of such things.
우리 교회에 우리 선교회에 김기성 목사님 살아있습니다.
In our mission, there is a pastor named Kim Gi-sung.
좀 이해가 잘 안 되는데.
No, what I don't understand is
김기성 목사님 부모님은 굉장히 교육자시고요.
Pastor Kim Gi-sung's parents are educators.
사회 의지도 존경을 받고.
And they are very respected in society.
정말 누구도 존경하지 그런 부모님을 모셨어요.
And his parents are very well respected, very well admired.
예, 소위 말은 돌연변이를 그를 두고 하는 얘기인지 모르겠지만.
And so maybe this is a case of mutation.
이 목사님 완전히 돌연변이에요.
This pastor, complete mutation.
정말 제가 그 부모님 이야기를 듣고 하는데 금방에도 안 갔어요.
And so he is nowhere near like his parents.
누님을 만났는데.
And so I met his older sister.
누님도 참 좋으신 분이다.
His older sister is a great person as well.
어디서 저런 인물이 나왔나?
And so how does somebody like him come about?
제가 여기 본인 계신지 모르겠지만.
I don't know if he's here.
여기 올라와 있으면 보이는 게 없습니다.
You know, when you're up here, you can't see anything.
아, 여러분 한번 올라와요.
You know, you should come up here too.
달라집니다. You know, you'll see.
You know, whatever happens later happens.
이야기를 하려고
마음. But I want to talk about this.
전라남도 섬에 살았어.
They lived on an island in 전라남도.
섬에 사는데 너무너무 따분한 거예요.
And it was so boring living on that island.
근데 여러분 사람들이 그렇습니다.
And everyone, this is how people are.
막 그 사람들이 막 그래도 사람 나름대로의 가진 의리나 뭐 철학이나 주관 같은.
You know, people, they have their own loyalty and they have their own ideas and philosophies.
그래서 이제 실제로 그 뭡니까 그 깽들 뭐 주먹들 거기 가면은 의리가 굉장히 가다가.
And so, you know, if you join the world of gangs and violence and fists, people there, they're very, they have their clear idea of loyalty.
이 사람도 의리가 있었어요.
And this man, he too had loyalty.
자기 친구 가운데 항상 좀 어려운 사람이었는데.
There was a friend of his who was going through hardship.
돕기로 마음을 먹었어요.
And he made up his mind to help him.
문제는 돈인데요.
And the problem, it had to do with money.
실제로 돈이 하는 일이 굉장히 커요.
You know, big are the things that money can do.
사실 우리가 여러분들 회비 안 받고 하고 싶은데.
And actually, we would like to have this camp without receiving fees from you.
아, 여러분 학생들 식비도 받고 하는 너무 죄송하지만.
You know, I feel so bad that we have to charge you for food and everything.
돈에 관한 문제예요.
But these are problems that has to do with money.
그래서 친구를 도울 만한 방법이 없으니까.
And there was no way for him to help his friend.
친구들이 몇 명이 있었어.
And so he had a few friends.
이제 계획을 세웠어.
And they came up with a plan.
이제 여름에 모내기래야 하는데.
In the summertime, they have to sow rice.
보통 이제 그쪽 남해안은 따뜻하기 때문에 마늘 농사를 많이 해.
And in the southern seas, it's very warm there, so they farm lots of garlic.
마늘이 우리나라 마늘 대부분 그쪽에서 공급이.
And most of the garlic in Korea is from that region.
이제 여름이 되면 모를 심을 때 빨리 마늘을 뽑아내고 모를 심어야 해.
And so in summertime you have to quickly remove the rice and plant the garlic.
빨리 모를 바쁘니까 마늘 뽑아가지고 그냥 그 덜에다 쌓아놓고.
And so you have to quickly remove the garlic and plant the rice and you got to do it fast. So they just stack up the garlic on the side and then they go plant the rice.
그 동안 마늘 이제 덜에서 이제 야외에서 잠을 자지요.
And then they let the garlic just sleep outside on the fields.
친구를 도우려고 생각했어.
And so he thought of helping his friend.
돈 없지.
And he has no money.
어린 있지.
And he has loyalty.
그래서 주인 없는 마늘을 갖다가.
And so he took the garlic.
친구를 돕고.
That had no owner.
또 기분으로 술도 한잔 마시고.
And used it to help his friend, and also you know got some money.
했어요.
And went drinking.
근데 어느 날 주인이 나오니 마늘 어제 저까지도 없는 거예요.
But one day the owner came out and his garlic was gone.
주인이 경찰에 신고를 했어.
And he reported it to the police.
그 좁은 섬에서 금방 발각이 나지.
And so on that small island, they quickly found out who did this.
그래서 김기성이 사람하고 친구 마을 도둑 세 명이 이제 잡혔어.
And so Kim Gi-seok and his friends, the three of them, were arrested as thieves.
그래야 이제 육지 경찰서에 갔어.
And they were taken to the police station on the mainland.
아니 이 사람은 의리 빼놓으면 시체니까.
And so without loyalty, he's nothing.
경찰서 가서 의리를 발휘했어요.
And so at the police station, he showed his loyalty.
야, 내가 다 했다 하니까.
Hey, just say that I did everything.
너들 안 했다 그래.
Then you guys say you didn't do anything.
어차피 우리 다 했다. 뭐 감옥 갈 건데.
No, we're all three of us are going to jail anyways.
세 사람 다 네 사람 다 갈 필요 뭐 있냐?
And so we don't need to have all three of us suffer.
내가 대표로 갈게.
I'll go there on behalf of all of us.
그래.
And so you guys say you didn't do anything.
내 혼자 딱 있다 갈 테니까.
I'll say I did everything.
너 그 대신 날 좀 면허도 해줘 잘해줘.
And instead, you guys got to come and visit
좋다,
me, okay?
그래, 그러자.
Okay,
그래.
Fine, great. Let's do that. That's great.
가락을 그랬어.
And so they, you know, pinky swore and they promised.
그래서 경찰 조사하면서 아 저놈들 하도 안 하려 그래서.
And he told the policeman, you know, those guys didn't want to do anything.
옆에 돌아왔고 실제 내 혼자 한 거네.
And I made them do it, but actually it was me who did all of this.
경찰이 물어보니까 아 저희 다 저희는 안 했다는 거죠.
And the police asked, and the other guy said, yeah, we didn't do anything.
세 사람은 나가고.
So the other three were released.
혼자서 유치장에서.
And he alone had to be in jail.
몇 달인지 모르지만.
And had to stay there for a few months.
다 왔어요.
And he served a few months.
나가 이제 배를 타고 이제 섬에 도착했어.
And he was released and came back to the island on a boat.
동네에 들어가려고 하는데.
And he wanted to enter the village.
동네에 들어 입구에 정자나무가 있는데.
And there is a big gazebo under that entrance
to the village.
거기 이제 어른들이
좀 모여서 여름에 시원 놀고 있어.
And then in the summertime, the adults of the village were there having a good time.
근데 거기를 마늘 도둑질에 잡혀가지고 경찰 유치장 갔다 와서 창피해서 지나갈 수가 없는 거예요.
And so he was arrested as a garlic thief and he was in jail. Now he's out. He's so embarrassed to walk by them.
어찌나 어찌나 도저히 다른 길이 없으니까.
But there was no other way to get in the village.
할 수 없이 지나갔어요.
He had no choice. He had to walk by them.
숙이고 지나가.
With his head down, he walked by them.
그 이제 어른들이 모인 자리 앞에 지나갔어요.
And then he walked by the place where all the adults were gathered.
그래서 누가 소리, 어이 기성이 아니야, 자네 이리 와봐.
And somebody yelled out, "Hey, Kizong, it's you. Come over here."
이장님이 거기 왔어요.
It was the town chief.
아, 또 마늘 도둑했다고 또 구중 넣는 거 아니야?
Oh, is he going to yell at me for stealing the garlic?
어, 기성이 자네 이장님이 너무 태도가 다.
And the chief town said, "Oh, Kizong, you know what?" And his attitude was so different.
아.
And then gave him a big thumbs up.
자네는
크게 될 사람. No, you are going to be big.
이제 동네 어른들에게 막 꾸중 들을 줄 알았는데 너무 놀랐어요.
He thought the adults of the village were going to yell at him, but actually it was different.
알고는 세 친구가 나와 그 동네 이야기 사람들 이야기를 했어요.
Later on, the three friends had come out and told the people of his village.
우리 셋이 우리 넷이 도둑질 했는데.
It was the four of us who committed the theft.
지성이 혼자 뒤집어쓰고 지금 혼자.
But Kisung took all the punishment himself and he's in jail now.
근데 아이들 부모들 다 좋아하고.
And so the kids' parents were so happy about that.
기성이 그날부터 동네 영웅이 됐어.
And from that day, Kisung became a hero of his village.
와, 그놈 크게 될 놈이네.
Wow, he's going to be big one day.
그런 마음 갖기 어려운데.
You know, it's hard to have that kind of a heart.
동네 막 이장님, 기성이 자는 크게 될 사람.
And the chief of the village said to him, Kisung, you're going to be a great, great man.
재밌는 건.
Funny thing is,
사람들이 그런 기억은 한 평생 안 잊어.
You know, people never forget those things for their whole life.
그렇죠.
Right?
한 평생.
They never forget it their whole life.
나는 크게 될 사람.
I'm gonna be great.
나는 크게.
I'm gonna be big.
야, 우리 이장님이 그러셨어.
And that's what the town chief said.
이제 그러면서 시골 이제. 그 섬에 사는데
and he was living on an island in the countryside
뭐가 막 잘 될 만한 일이 없는 거예요
and you know nothing was working out
이 섬에서 어떻게 크게 돼 안 돼 서울로 가자
how am I going to get big on this island no let me go to Seoul
그래서 이제 서울로 올라갔어요
so he moved up to Seoul
뭐 학교 공부도 별로 한 것도 없고
you know he didn't have much school education
이제 막 고등학교 졸업했는데
and he just graduated high school
그리고 이제 뭐 거기서 좀 뭐 할 만한 아
And you know, there's nothing there that he could actually do.
그래서 뭐 이제 종업원으로 식당에 종업원으로 뭐 공장에 다다 보니까 너무 따분따분한 거.
And so he worked small jobs here or there, restaurants and factories, and it was so petty.
내가 크게 될 사람인데 크게 되러 왔는데.
I'm supposed to be big. I'm here to get big.
근데 이게 뭐야?
But what is this?
내가 이거 뭐 식당에 종업원 해가지고.
You know, I'm just working at a restaurant.
내가 공장에 직원이가 내가 뭐 해.
You know, and working at a factory. What am I doing here?
진짜 크게 될 걸 찾은 크게 될 사람.
And he was looking to a way to get big, but there was no way.
그래서 이제 조직 패거리에게 손을 잡았어.
And then he joined organized crime.
싸움을 하는 거야.
And he got into fights.
이 사람은 항상 그거야.
And he would always say,
내가 싸움을 할 때, 많은 걸 다 복잡하게 생각하면
And see, if I fight, if I think about a lot of things and complicated things,
머리가 어지러워서 싸움이 잘 안 돼.
Then I'm thinking too much and I can't fight well.
내가 앞으로 싸움으로 승부를 건다면,
if I put my life on the line by fighting,
생각이 단순해야 돼.
I have to keep my thoughts simple.
하나만 생각하지 말아야 돼.
And I can't think about too many things.
그래서 철학을 만들었어.
And so he came up with his own philosophy.
그래서 딱 잡았어.
And he set it up.
사람이 한번 죽나 두번한번 죽지 두번 죽나.
You live only once, not twice.
뭐 그래 나한번죽 언제 죽어도 죽을 한번 죽으면 그만이야.
And you're gonna everyone dies one sooner or later, and if you die, it's all
남자야.
over. I'm a man.
이러다 살다 죽는 거야.
I'm just gonna live like this, and then I die.
그런 철학이 딱 형성되니까.
And so he had that philosophy set up in him.
겁나는 게 아무것도 없는 거야.
He wasn't scared of anything.
그래 죽여. 죽을게.
Fine, kill me. I'll die. Kill me. And one time somebody tried to attack him with a knife. With his bare hand, he grabbed the blade of the knife. And his hand began to bleed. He grabbed the blade of the knife and looked into the guy's eyes and said, let go of this knife before I beat you to death. And the guy was trembling in fear and let go. And beat him up. And then, you know, didn't take him away, just left him there.
그러니까 자기를 당할 사람이 없는.
And so there's nobody who could beat him.
그러니까 이제 싸울 때 마음에 두려움 있는 사람 없는 사람 차이.
And so when you fight, there's a difference between those who have fear and no fear in their hearts.
이 사람은 철학이 딱 있어요.
And this guy had his philosophy.
사람은 오늘 한번 죽어.
You know, you die only once.
절대 두 번 안 죽어.
No, you don't die twice.
기왕죽 한 번 죽으면 끝나는데.
You die once and it's all over anyways.
남자 뭐 구질구질해 그래.
I'm a man. I don't have to be afraid of anything.
나 죽을게.
I'll just die then.
나 이거 싸우다 죽을게.
I'll fight and then I'll die.
덤벼.
Come on.
죽으려고 하는 놈 다 싸우는 놈 별로 없어.
When you, it's hard to find someone who is willing to die when they fight.
그래서 어느 날 현금 수송하는 차를 털려고 하다가.
And one day he wanted to rob a car that was transporting cash.
사람이 죽었어.
And he fought and he killed someone.
체포돼가지고.
And he was arrested.
15년 동안 징역을 받고.
And he was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
교도소는 다 다른데.
And prisons are all different.
그 무서운 청송 교도소를 다녀왔어.
But he went to the notorious 청송 prison.
뭐 할 만하다.
It's not that bad here.
겁날 게 뭐가 있냐?
What am I to be afraid of?
그리고 교도소 아무도 저에 당하지.
And there's nobody who could handle him in prison.
거기도 이제 그 싸움꾼들이 자주 모이는 싸움을 벌리는.
And then you know fighters get together and they break out fights.
항상 그래 나 죽을게.
And he thought, okay, I'm just gonna die. Come on, hit me.
그러니까 뭐. 그 치료관 딱 돌아가니까 겁나는 게 없어.
And you know, he had that philosophy, so he was afraid of nothing.
어느 날 싸웠어.
And one day he fought.
교도관이 저쪽 편을 든 거야.
And the prison guard took the other guy's side.
저거 내가 언제 한번 죽여야지.
Oh, one of these days I'm going to kill him.
딱 눈독을 들었어.
And then he set his eyes on him.
그리고 이 사람은 뭐랬냐면.
And what he did was.
그 보일러실 불 때는 당분이.
He worked in the boiler room to heat the furnace.
장작 보일러를 때는데.
And it was a wood-burning furnace.
꽃으로 장작을.
And with a big metal rod, you have to push in the wood. And he thought about it. And so he made the tip of the red iron rod red. And then he bent it. The red iron began to bend. And then he bent it, unbent it, and broke off a piece. About 10 centimeters big. And there was nobody there. He dug the ground and buried it and covered it up. And there was nobody there who saw him.
그날부터
and from that day,
이제 보일러실 불 뗄 때마다
whenever he went to the boiler room,
아무도 몰래 그걸 끄집어내
he would pull it out when nobody was looking,
갈기 시작했어
and began to sharpen it,
하루 갈고
sharpened it for a day,
한 달 갈고
for a month,
두 달 갈고
for 2 months,
석 달 가니까
for 3 months,
날카로운 칼이 됐어
and it became a sharp knife.
뭐 하려면 다 되네.
You know, I try, I can do anything.
그걸 주머니 넣으니까
and when he put that in his pocket.
겁나는 게 아무것도
없어. He was afraid of nothing at all.
교도소 복도를 지나갔는데.
And he walked by the corridor in prison.
자기에게 불리하게 대한 교도관을 만났어.
And he met the prison guard who treated him unfairly.
칼을 꺼내가지고.
He pulled out the knife. And put his arms around him.
어깨를 꼈어.
And then put his hand on his shoulder.
목에 대었어.
And poked it against his neck.
깜짝.
And the guard was shocked.
조용해.
Hey, be quiet. And he was trembling in fear.
나는 말이야 이 세상에서
You know what? In this world,
너무 대접을 못 받았어.
I'm not getting treated so well.
이 세상 진절머리다.
And I'm sick and tired of this world.
다음 세상에 가 대접받고.
I want to be treated well in the next world.
혼자 가는 게 심심한데.
And I don't want to go by myself.
같이 안 갈래?
Do you want to come with me?
안 갈래? 그냥 너 데려가고 싶어.
And even though you don't want to, I want to take you with me.
이 막 교도는 빨빨.
The prison guard was trembling in fear.
그래서 빈 방에 자들었어.
And they two, the two of them went into an empty room.
교도는 문에 무릎 꿇게 하고.
And made the prison guard kneel down.
자기가 딱 안으로 문을 걸어 잠갔어.
And from the inside, he locked the doors.
말했어요.
And then he said,
교도소장 오시라 그래.
Bring the ward in here.
문 열어줄게.
I'll open the door then.
교도소에 난리가 났어.
And they were stated in an emergency at the prison. And surely he's going to kill the prison guard. How are you going to save him? The workers got together and they discussed it all night long. And early in the morning, and what method they came up with is they got a big electric pole. And 30 people carried it on their shoulders. And they ran. And slammed it against the wall.
벽이 무너졌어요.
The wall collapsed.
그런데 교도관하고 사람이 깔려서.
And him and the prison guard were stuck under the wall.
좀 다치긴 했지만.
And although they got hurt,
살아났어.
They were able to rescue them.
그 다음부터 아무도 이 사람을 간수하지.
And from then on, nobody would ever mess with him.
아무도 말도 하지 않았어.
And nobody would even talk to him.
덕분에 15년이 17년이 됐어.
And because of this, the 15 years became 17 years.
그래도 뭐 사람이 한 번 나 죽지 두 번 죽나.
And he thought, you know, you only live once, not twice.
난 남자야.
I'm a man.
어느 누구도 그 사람을 다스릴 사람이.
And there was no one who could control him at all.
아무것도 겁나는 게.
And he was afraid of nothing at all.
근데 여러분 놀라운 것은.
But everyone, the amazing thing is.
그 사람이 변했어요.
He changed.
어떻게?
How?
양처럼.
Like a lamb.
아무 겁이 없는 사람이.
You know, he had nothing at all.
여러분 믿어져요?
Can you believe that?
안 믿어져요?
Can't believe that?
진짜 변했어.
He really changed.
그 이야기를 하려고 그래.
And that's what I want to tell you about.
교도소에 15년을 살았는데.
He served 15 years in prison.
아들을 교도 15년 둔 부모 마음 어떤지 생각이 왔습니다.
He thought about what his parents who have their son in prison, what their heart must be like.
아버지 남자지만.
Oh, his father's a man.
근데 아들이 보고 싶지만 아버지 표현을 안 해.
The father wants to see his son, but he doesn't really show it.
어머니는 아들이 보고 싶어서 견딜 수 없어.
But the mother wants to see her son and she can't take it.
하나밖에 없는 아들 보고 싶어서 견딜 수 없어.
She wants to see her one and only son so bad she can't take it.
어제 이제 배를 타고 육지로 나와서 기차를 타고 서울로 올라와서.
And so she got on the boat from the island, came to the land, took the train to Seoul.
교도소로 찾아가.
And she would come to the prison.
이 교도소는 급수가 있는데.
And at prison they have the ranks.
1급, 2급, 3급, 4급으로 나눠져.
First degree, second degree, third degree, fourth degree.
지금 뭐 규정이 좋든 잘 모르지만.
I don't know what the standards are now.
1급은
First degree,
매일 면회가 돼요.
You can get a visit every day.
뭐 2급은 일주일에 한 번 되고.
And second degree, you can get a visit a week.
3급은 한 달에 한 번 되고.
Third degree, you can get a visit a month.
4급은 전혀 면회가 안 돼.
Fourth degree, you're allowed no visits.
근데 김기성 씨는
But Kim Gi-sung,
단위가 제일 높은 4급이에요.
He had the highest degree, the fourth degree.
어머니가 사랑하는 아들을 보고 싶어서
And his mother wanted to see her loving son
몇 년 동안 아들을 못 봤기 때문에
Because she hadn't seen her son for a few years.
아들 뭐 견딜 수가 없는 거야.
She so badly wanted to see her son.
배를 타고 육지로 와서.
She got on the boat, came to the land.
서울에 올라와서.
And came all the way to Seoul on the train.
교도소에 와서.
And came to the prison.
면회 신청하고.
And she asked for a visit.
누구 면회 왔지요?
Who are you here to see?
김기성이라고.
김기성.
김기성?
김기성.
아, 사급 쓸 건데.
You know, he's a fourth degree prisoner.
아, 사급수네요.
Oh, he's a fourth degree inmate.
죄송합니다. 면회가 안 됩니다.
I'm sorry. No visits allowed.
돌아가십시오.
You must go back.
어머니가 몇 번이나 면회 왔다 안 됐어.
The mother tried several times, but she failed to get a visit.
이번에 되려니 하고 올 때마다 안 돼.
And every time she came, maybe I'll get one this time, but every time it didn't work out.
어느 날 어머니가 너무너무 슬퍼서
One day the mother was so sad.
돌아갈 수가 없었어.
She could not just go back home.
교도소장 시련에 물었어.
She went to the warden's office.
교당 소장실에 갔어.
And she went to the warden's office.
울면서 얘기했어.
And she cried and she said,
내 아들이 죄를 지었지 내가 죄 지었나?
It's my son who committed the crime, not me.
내가 아들 보고 싶은데 왜 못 보게 하냐?
I'm here to see my son. Why don't you let me see my son?
차라리 나를 죽여라.
Just kill me. Why don't you?
아, 소장님 싫었어.
And she just cried in pain.
소장님이 그 어머니를 봤어요.
And the warden saw the mother.
멀리서 배를 타고 육지에 기차 타고 올라와서.
You know, from a long way, she came on a boat and came on a train on the mainland.
그 아들을 보고 싶어 간곡하게 울부짖는 그 엄마 마음을 소장님 외면할 수 없어.
And the warden could not ignore the heart of the mother who is crying so sincerely, wanting to see her son.
규정은 안 되는데.
Although the rules did not allow it,
10분 면회를 하라.
He allowed a 10-minute visit.
교도소 가서 면을 하면.
And if you get a visit in prison,
서로 마주 앉아 면회하는 게 아닙니다.
No, you don't sit face to face together.
어떻게 하냐면,
what you do is there's a glass door, there's a glass window,
구멍을 뚫고,
and then there's holes in the glass.
제 마이크에서 서로 이야기를.
And over the microphone, you talk to each other.
어머니가 아들을 보자마자 울기 시작.
And when the mother saw her son, she began to cry.
아들도 어머니 우는 것이 따로 울.
And also the son cried with the mother.
울다 보니 10분이 다 지났어.
And so as they cried, 10 minutes was up.
그러니까 교도관이 나가라고 어머니 데리고.
And the prison guard took the mother and took her out.
어머니가 마지막 나가면서.
And as the mother was leaving,
소리를 질렀어.
She yelled out.
내 아들 손 한 번만 만져보자.
I just want to touch my son's hand once.
내 아들 손 한 번 만져보자.
I just want to touch my son's hand once.
그게 안 되는 거야.
But it was not allowed. It was not allowed.
그래도 그냥 아들 본 것만 해도 좋은데.
And she was happy that she got to see her son.
정말 아들 손목 한번 잡아보고 싶어.
And she just wanted to hold her son's hand just once.
이렇게 쉬운 게.
It's so easy.
이게 쉬운 그게 안 돼.
It's so easy, but she couldn't do this.
어머니가 돌아.
And then the mother went back.
나는 남자야.
I'm a man.
사람이 한번 죽지 두 번 죽어.
Person lives only once, not twice.
내 하나 죽으면 그만이야.
If I die, then that's it.
나 아무도 그리킬 것 없어.
You know, I'm not afraid of anything.
덤벼.
Come on.
내가 죽어 줄게.
I'll just die then.
아, 아무게 두려워.
And he was afraid of nothing at all.
그 어머니가 이 아들의 마음을 다.
And but the mother, she completely melted her son's heart.
지금까지 한 번도 아버지 마음이나 어머니 마음을 들 못 본 적이 없어.
Until now, not once had he ever thought about his mother or father's heart.
아무것도 아니었는데.
And to him, it was nothing.
어머니가 자기 같은 나쁜 놈의 자식인 아들을 보고 싶고.
But the mother wants to see a terrible son like him.
면회 못하 돌아가고.
And many times she came, was denied, and went back.
그 어머니를 볼 때, 내가 어머니를 고통스럽게 하고 있고.
When he saw his mother like this, he realized, "Oh, I'm the one causing my mother pain."
난 남자야.
I'm a man.
남은 죽으면 그만이야.
If I die, then that's it.
하는 그 마음의 중심이,
that core of his heart,
흔들리기 시작.
was shaken.
근데,
but
무슨 일이 있었냐면,
what happened was
새로 소장님이 부임했어.
A new warden came into the prison.
교도소장으로 있으면 제일 중요한 것은
And the important thing as the warden is
교도소 안에 아무런 문제가 안 일어나는 게 아주 중요한 거예요.
Is to make sure that problems don't arise in the prison.
어쨌든 교도소 안에 문제가 많이 일어나면
If there's a lot of problems in the prison
소장 생활이 점점 어려워지고
It becomes more and more difficult to serve as the warden.
소장 자리에 밀려날는지도 몰라요.
And he might get pushed out from being warden.
그런데 이제 생각해 보면은
But if you think about it
교도소에서 일어난 대부분의 문제는
Most of the problems that arise in prisons
문제가 어떻게 일어나냐면
How do problems come about?
여러분 다른 어떤 데 문제가 일어나는 게 아니에요.
And so problems don't come from anything else.
교도소 안에 있는 죄수가 매일 생각을 해요.
And so the inmates in prisons they think every day.
그 생각이 키워지면
When those thoughts become grown
그것이 행동으로 나타나고
It appears as their actions
행동으로 나타나면
And when it appears as actions
문제로 되어지는
It becomes problems
그래서 교도소장님은 들어와서 뭐라냐면
And so what the prison warden he came and what he did was
그 재소자는 고향 생각도 안 하면 좋고
It'd be good if the prisoners didn't think about their hometowns
사업 생각도 안 하면 좋고
It'd be good if they didn't think about their business
그냥 지나가면 제일 좋아요
The best is if they would just kill time
그러나 이제 교도소에 있는 직원들이 재소자들이
So the inmates in prison
거기서 이제 어떤 생각이 일어나면
And so when certain thoughts arise in them
그 생각이 사람의 마음을 끌고
Those thoughts begin to drag their hearts
이제 문제로 드러나는
And they become problems
이 소장님 굉장히 지혜로웠어
And so this warden was very wise
그 사람 생각을 많이 하지 못하도록 하기 위해
And in order to keep the people from thinking
공부를 가르치기로 했어요
He wanted to have them study
그래서 무슨 공부를 하시냐면
And he had them study what?
한자 중국어 공부를 시켰어요.
He made them study Chinese characters.
옛날에 한국에는 중국어를 많이 배웠습니다.
A long time ago in Korea, they learned lots of Chinese characters.
하늘 전 따지 금을 연 누룰 황.
하늘 전 따지 금을 연 누룰 황.
미국산 한자 전혀 모르는데 따라 잘합니다.
You know, he's from America, but he's following the Chinese characters very well.
그래서 이제 소장이 무슨 법을 만들었냐면
And so what rule the warden came up with is
중국어 한자 공부를 해서 100점을 5번 만나면
If you study Chinese characters and score 100% on the exam 5 times
어떤 자유면회를 누구든 시켜준다
You will be awarded a free visit
이 자유면회는 유리창이 갇혀 있는 데가 아니고
The free visit is not with the glass window.
교도소 마당에
It's out in the prison yard.
나무 그늘에
Under the tree shade.
자리 깔아놓고
You set up the mats.
그 브루스타 켜가지고 고기 구워 먹으면서
And you could turn on a brewster, you can turn on a burner.
여기 안방에 지내듯이
And roast meat as if you're in your own living room.
자유면회 그것도 2시간씩이나 걸어간
And you get a free visit for 2 hours.
그것으로 되니까 엄마가 막 생각이 팍 나.
And when he heard about this, he thought about his mother.
엄마가 내 손 한번 잡아보고 싶었는데.
My mother wanted to hold my hand just once.
엄마 나를 만나겠는데.
And my mother wanted to see me.
나 100점짜리 5 맞아가지고.
If I get 105 times.
자유 면회가 돼서.
And if I get a free visit.
엄마 면회 오시면.
And if mother visits me.
교도소 마당에 나무 밑에.
Then at the prison yard under the tree, we'll have the mat.
브루스타 켜놓고.
We'll have the burner with the fire and roast the meat.
손도 잡고.
And hold hands.
생각만 해도 너무너무 행복해.
He felt so happy even just thinking about it.
나야 뭐 엄마 봐도 아무도 별 차이가 없지만 엄마 날 보고 싶어 하시니까.
For me, it doesn't really matter that I see my mother, but she wants to see me.
100점을 맞아야겠다.
I'm gonna get the 100, he thought.
100점을 공부해.
He studied to get the 100.
이 사람은.
But this guy.
다른 쪽으로 머리 무지무지하게 잘 돌아.
In other things, he's very, very smart.
정확하게 다른 쪽에는 범죄하는 쪽으로 머리 무지무지하게 잘 돌아.
Other things, meaning in crime, he's very, very smart.
머리 길을 전부 범죄하는 쪽으로 다 집중시켜놔.
He focused all his intelligence on crime.
공부는 아예 담을 쌓아가지고.
But he has no idea how to study.
아무리 공부를 했는데 점수가 안 나와.
But no matter how much he studied, his scores wouldn't go up.
시험 치면 20점, 30점.
He took the test, he scored a 20, scored a 30.
그것도 포기하고 싶지 않은 거예요.
But he didn't want to give up.
그 결과가 너무 좋으니까.
And because the reward is so nice.
어머니하고 자유면회.
A free visit with my mom.
아버지도 같이 오시면 되는데.
And it would be good if my father can come.
만나는데.
I'll see my family.
자유면회.
A free visit.
그걸 인생 최대 목표로.
And he made that the ultimate goal in life.
근데 아무리 해도 머리가 안 돌아.
But no matter how much he tried, he didn't have the brains.
근데 생각을 했어.
But he thought about it.
내가 뭐 공부 못하는 머리 가지고.
You know, with this, you know, brain that's so bad for studying.
내가 저런 따라갈 수 없나?
You know, is there a way for me to do this?
그래, 내가 배나 하면 되겠다.
Okay, I'll try double.
다른 한 시간 할 때 두 시간 하고.
When other people study 1 hour,
네 시간 하고.
I'll study 2. When they do 2, I'll do 4.
그걸 최대 목표로 잡으니까.
And he made this his ultimate goal.
할 만한 거예요.
He was able to do it.
거의 반잠을 안 자고.
And so he barely slept at night.
늘 한자를 보고 읽고 외우고.
Always he was reading, remembering, memorizing the Chinese characters, writing them.
그래 하니까.
And when he did this,
너무 신기한 건.
Amazing thing is.
점수가 올라가는 거예요.
His scores began to rise.
20점에 30점.
20 became 30.
30에서 40점.
30 became 40.
50점.
50.
60점.
60.
70점.
70.
가능성이 보입니까? 안 보입니까?
Did he see hope or not?
가능성이 보여요, 안 보여요?
Do you see hope or not?
보이는 게 아니라 뭐 무지무지하게 보이는 거예요.
No, I saw a lot of hope.
야, 이제 100점 맞겠다.
All right, I'm going to get 100 now.
시간 문제다.
It's a matter of time.
그래 이제 몇 달 동안 죽어라 공부하네.
And so he studied with all his might for a few months.
그동안 할 일 아무것도 없어요.
And he had nothing else to do.
공부하니까.
All he did was study.
오늘 드디어 100점을 맞았어.
Finally, he scored 100.
감격.
And he was so excited.
나도 되네.
I can do it.
나 머리 완전히 공무원이 담사한 줄 알았는데.
You know, I thought my brain was no good for studying.
내가 지금 노력 안 해서 그렇구나.
But it was because I didn't try.
하면 되는구나.
I try, I can do it.
100점 하나 맞았어.
I got one 100.
이제 네 개만 맞으면 돼.
Now four more to go.
소망이 생기고.
He started to have hope.
처음으로 교도원에 기뻤어.
And for the first time, he was happy in prison.
그 다음에 또 맞고.
And he got another 100.
또 100점.
Another 100.
100점.
Another 100. 100. Another 100.
다섯 개 맞았어.
He got 5 100s.
물어보고 싶어요.
I want to ask you.
대답해 주세요.
Please answer.
이 사람이 100점 다섯 개 맞았을 때.
When he got the 5 100s.
기분이 어떻겠어요?
How do you think he felt?
교도소에서 15년 동안 살면서.
As he served in prison for 15 years.
처음으로 기쁜 일이 생겼어.
Something happy has happened for the first time.
기쁨이 굉장히 다양하고 컸어요.
And there was all kind. The happiness was so amazing, so big.
첫 번째, 나도 되네.
First of all, he realized, even I can do it.
두 번째, 어머니 언제 면회 오면 되겠지.
And secondly, now my mother will get the visit.
매일 100점 맞지 뭐.
I'll get 100 every day.
그래, 100점 한번 100개, 10개만 쌓아놓고.
And I'll have 100, 100 stacked up.
얼마든지 어머니 오실 때 같이 면회하면 되겠는 거야.
And so my mother can visit me anytime she wants.
너무 좋았어.
He was so happy.
100점 다섯 개 맞는 날.
The day he got 5 100s.
어머니한테 편지 썼어요.
He wrote a letter to his mother.
존경하는, 사랑하는 어머니.
My loving mother.
편지 썼어요.
He wrote his letter.
우리 새로운 소장님이 한자를 가르치는데.
The new warden is making us learn Chinese characters.
100점 다섯 개 맞으면 이제 자유면회가 된다고.
And he said if I get 5 100s, I'll get a free visit.
어머니 아들이 100점을 다섯 개나 맞았어.
Mother, your son has scored 5 100s.
어머니 언제든지 오시면.
Mother, you can come anytime.
면회가 됩니다.
And you'll be able to visit
면회실에서
me.
하는 게 아니고.
And not in the visiting room.
마당에다가.
But at the prison yard.
태백 산맥.
And we'll set up the Taebaek Sanmaek floor mat.
그리고 이제 그 태백 산맥 위에서.
And on that floor mat,
거기서 이제 불을 따가지고 소고기도 구워 먹고.
We can turn on the fire burner and roast our meat.
이제 면회할 수 있습니다.
And we can have that visit.
그리고 이제 얼마가 지났어.
And then some time passed.
어머니한테 답장이 왔어요.
Mother sent her reply.
아들아, 장하다.
Son, I'm proud of you.
내가 부르스타 태백 산맥 소고기 가지고 갈게.
I'll bring the meat. I'll bring the barbecue. I'll bring the floor mat.
네가 좋아하는 거 모두 싸 가지고 갈게.
And I'll pack all the food you love to eat.
몇 달 며칠 날 간다.
I'll be there on this date.
기다려라.
Wait for me.
내 인생이 이렇게 행복할 때가 있는가?
I didn't know my life would be this happy.
너무 기뻤어요.
He was so happy.
지금까지 한 번도 이렇게 즐거운 일이 없었고.
And not once did he ever have this kind of joy.
늘 불평 원망했어요.
He was always complaining and bitter.
아, 너무 너무 기뻤어요.
But he was so happy.
드디어 어머니 약속하신 날.
And finally, it was the day the mother promised.
한 12시쯤 도착한다고.
And she said she would arrive at noon.
시간 계산해 보니까.
And so he calculated the time.
그래, 그날은 하루 종일 어머니.
And so that day, all day, he waited for his mother.
그래서 이제 12시가 됐어요.
And it became noon.
어머니가 안 오셨어요.
But mother wasn't there.
어, 좀 늦을 수 있겠지.
Okay, maybe she's running late.
한 시가 됐어요.
Became one.
어, 왜 안 오시지?
Why isn't she here yet?
불안한 마음이 생겼어요.
He started to feel nervous.
어머니 오셔야 하는데.
Mother should be here.
왜 안 오시지?
Why isn't she here?
무슨 일이 있는 게 아니야?
Maybe something happened.
한 시 반이 됐어요.
It became 1:30.
안 왔어요.
She didn't show up.
이제는 아침의 기쁨이 이제 불안한 마음으로 변했어.
But the joy in the morning now began to turn into fear.
무슨 일이 있는 게 아닌가?
Maybe something happened.
근데 그때 교도관이 왔어.
Right then a prison guard came.
아, 김기성 이야기 좀 합시다.
Kim Ki-sung, I need to talk to you.
왜요? 나 지금 면회해야 돼.
Why? I'm waiting for a visit.
아, 잠깐이만 되니까.
No, I need to talk to you for a little bit.
여기서 얘기하면 안 돼요?
Let's talk here.
아, 그 잠깐 들어와요.
No, come inside.
아, 나 지금 어머니 면회해야 돼요.
You know, I'm waiting for a visit from my mom.
아, 면회하고 잠깐이만 돼.
Okay, I know, but just for a little bit.
그래서 이제 따라갔어요.
So he went inside.
의자에 앉았어요.
And sat down in a chair.
앉았어요.
They sat down.
교도관이었어요.
The prison guard said,
자네 어머니 오늘 못 오신다.
Your mother's not coming today.
왜요?
Why not?
왜 못 오셨어요?
Why not?
나 백신 다섯 맞았어.
I got 5 100.
면회 되는데 왜 그래요?
I'm supposed to get a visit. Why not?
미안하다.
I'm sorry.
이야기 들어.
Listen to me.
교도관이 이야기를
했어요. And the prison guard began to speak.
어머니가 아들의 편지를 받고 너무 너무 기뻤어요.
Your mother received your letter and she was so happy.
그래서 어머니는 아들의 음식을 장만했는데.
And your mother was preparing food for you.
어떻게 장만했냐면.
And how did she prepare the food?
아들이 좋아하는 음식 전부를 만들.
She prepared all the foods that her son liked.
낮에 열심히 일을 하시고.
She worked all day long.
저녁에 계속 음식을 만들어서.
And the evening she was cooking her foods and packing the foods.
각가지 막 음식 참.
And she prepared all kinds of different foods.
이제 내일 아침에 교도소 가는 그날.
And tomorrow morning she'll be coming to the prison.
그날에 거의 반잠을 안 자 밤새도록 아들 위해서 음식을 만.
And that night she didn't get any sleep. All night long she prepared food for her son.
들고 and she carried, 배를 타고.
She carried the food, got on the boat.
육지로 왔.
And came to the mainland.
육지에 내려가 이제 기차를 타고 서울로 올라갔어.
On the mainland she got on the train and came to Seoul.
올라가는데.
And on the way up.
얼마 못 가서
Not long after,
어머니가 너무 여러 날 고생하시고 주무시지 못하고 일을 하시다가
Because for many days she was working very hard, very tired without any sleep.
심장마비로 세상을 떠나시고
She passed away through a heart attack.
말할 수 없는 감정이 막 속에 치솟지.
And unspeakable emotions began to arise in him.
오늘 어머니 만나 행복하려고 했는데.
I was planning to see my mother today and be happy.
어머니 만나 얼마나 행복했을까?
If I saw my mother, I'd be so happy.
어머니 내가 정말 만나고 싶어.
Mom, I really wanted to see you.
엄마 내 손 한번 잡게 해드리고 싶은데.
Mom, I wanted to have you hold my hand.
엄마 나 한번 안아주시길 바랬는데.
Mom, I wanted you to come and hold me.
엄마 나하고 정말 손을 잡고 싶었는데.
And mom, you really wanted to hold my hand.
다음에 어떤 마음이?
And after that, another heart he had was
갑자기 새로운 마음 하나가 들어왔어.
All of a sudden, a new heart was formed in
내가
him.
내가 엄마를 죽였구나.
I killed my mother.
내가 엄마를 돌아가시게 했구나.
I'm the one who made my mother die.
엄마는 나 때문에 돌아가셨어.
Mother passed away because of me.
지금까지 어떤 일을 당해도
Until now, no matter what he went through,
한 번도 약한 이야기를 한 적이 없고
He never admitted his weakness.
난 남자야.
I'm a man.
남자는 한 번 죽이 두 번 죽어.
No, you only live once, not twice.
나 죽으면 그만이야.
And if I die, that's it.
난 구질구질 안 살아.
I'm not gonna be small.
나 죽을 거야.
I'm just gonna die.
늘 큰 소리 했는데.
He would always boast.
그때 처음으로 자기 인생을 돌아보죠.
But right then, for the first time, he began to reflect upon his own life.
내가 잘났는데.
I'm so great.
유익한 게 뭔가?
But what good did that bring?
잘난 덕분에 15년 동안 교도소 살고.
Because of my greatness, I served 15 years in prison.
2년 더 살아야 하고.
And I had to serve 2 more years.
잘난 덕분에.
Thanks to my greatness.
그렇게 어머니가 아들 보고 싶어도 못 보게 하고.
Even though my mother wanted to see me so bad, I kept her from seeing me.
어머니가 아들 손 한번 잡고 싶어 하는데 못 잡히고.
And my mother wanted to hold her son's hand, she couldn't.
이제 그걸 생각하니까.
When he thought about these things.
조금 전까지 나는 남자야.
Just a little while ago.
난 잘났어. 난 똑똑해.
He thought, I'm a man, I'm great, I'm smart.
죽어,
As a man, you live only once, not twice.
어차피 한번 죽을 건데.
You're all gonna die anyways.
내가 뭐 구질구질 해야 할 필요가 뭐가 있어.
I don't need to act scared or pitiful.
늘 그랬는데.
That's what he used to always say.
가만히 생각해보니까.
But when he thought about it quietly.
이젠 어머니가 볼 때 자기 너무 큰 죄인이고.
Now in front of his mother, he's such a terrible sinner.
아버지 면회도 오시지 않고 아버지 말씀하지 않았지만.
And even though the father hasn't said anything, the father didn't visit him.
아버지가 보시기에도 자기 너무 나쁜.
And even in the father's eyes, he's such a terrible, terrible person.
그리고 내가 잘나보면 못해. 17년 동안 교도소 사는데.
And so what if I'm so great? I'm in prison for 17 years.
그때 생각.
Right then, he thought.
우리 이장님이 엄지 손가락 치면서 기성이 자는 크게 될 사람.
When the town chief gave me a big thumbs up, saying, "Kisong, you're gonna be great one day."
내가 그 말 한마디 내 마음에 받아 간직했는데.
All I did was just accept and keep that word in my heart.
내가 크게 될 사람에 그것 때문에.
Because thinking that I was gonna be great.
그것 때문에 내가 15년도 교도 살고.
Because of that, I served 15 years in prison.
15년도 아버지 어머니 눈에 피 눈물을 흘리게 하고.
And because of that, I made my parents cry tears of grief.
어머니 나를 그렇게 만나고 싶어도 못 만나게 하고.
And even though my mother wanted to meet me, I did not allow her to meet me.
교도소에 비참하게 살아야 하고.
I had to live pitifully in prison.
지금까지 자기만큼 잘나고 자기 담당한 사람이 없는 줄 알았는데.
Until now, he thought there is nobody as bold and nobody as great as him.
이제 자기 보니까 자기만큼 병신이 없고 자기만큼 바보가 없고 자기만큼 잘못한 사람 없는 걸로.
But right then he realized there's nobody as foolish, nobody as idiotic, nobody crippled as he was.
내가 정말 바보 짓을 했구나.
Ah, really I acted like a fool.
내가 정말 인생을 잘못 살았구나.
Really the way I lived life is completely wrong.
내가 정말 쓸데없는 생각 안에 사로잡혀서.
Ah, I was just caught inside of a useless thought.
남보다 잘난 줄 알았구나.
And I thought I was better than others.
남보다 똑똑하다고 생각했고.
And I thought I was smarter than others.
난 담대하다고 생각했는데.
And I thought I was bold.
내가 잘났던 그 결과가 도대체 뭐야?
But what's the result of me thinking that I'm so great?
결과가 내가 17년 동안 감옥에 살아야 하고.
The result is I had to be in prison for 17 years.
병들게 하고.
And make my mother and father diseased.
나들 근심하고 그렇게 나를 만나고 싶어도 못 만나고.
And make them worry, and even though they wanted to see me, I kept them from seeing me.
지금까지 자기 잘났다고 생각 그랬는데.
Until now, he had thought that he was so great.
이제 똑같은 자기를.
But now, even though it's the same person,
조금 전까지 자기는 최고야.
Even just a little while ago, he thought, I'm the best.
나를 따를 사람 아무도 없어.
There's no one who could handle me.
난 남자야.
I'm a man.
난 정말 잘해.
And I do very, very well.
나는 두 번 안 죽어. 한 번만 죽으면 돼.
And you don't live, you don't die twice.
한 번 죽는 난 구질구질 안 살아.
You die just once. I'm not going to live no small life.
늘 남들의 큰 소리 치고 살아.
And he always lived boasting to others.
그게 그 얼마나 바보 같고 병신 같은 짓인가 알고.
But he got to know how truly foolish and how idiotic and stupid that was.
그래서 아버지 마음에 있는 고통을.
And the pain in his father's heart.
어머니 마음에 있는 고통을.
And the pain in his mother's heart, he could feel it.
그때 자기가 잘났어 남자 그 마음이 마음에 다 떠나버려.
Right then, the heart inside of him, I'm great, I'm a man. All those hearts departed from his heart.
마음이 변하기 시작.
His heart started to change.
제가 아는 어떤 목사님이 있습니다.
There's this one pastor that I know.
어느 날 어떤 그 화상 입은 환자를 찾아왔어요.
One day he went to a person who was terribly burnt.
이 사람 어떻게 화상을 입었냐면.
And this person got burnt because
어느 날 저녁에 택시를 타서 술을 마시고.
One night he got drunk and got in a taxi.
그러면 택시 기사에게 자기 만 원짜리를 하나 줬대요.
And he handed a $10 bill to the taxi driver.
아마 우리 집까지 한 7천은 좀 나올 텐데.
And to get home, it only costs about $7.
우선 만 원짜리 받으십시오.
You know, but take this $10 bill.
뒷자리 앉아 잠이 들었.
And he sat in the back seat and fell asleep.
한참 있다가.
After some time,
택시 기사 깨워서 보니까.
The taxi driver woke him up.
집 앞에까지 왔어.
And they were at the house.
그래서 이제 그 돈을 그 손 돈을 받으려고 했어.
And so he wanted to receive change from the taxi driver.
네, 운전 기사가 택시비 내셔야죠.
But the taxi driver said, you have to pay the taxi fare.
내가 탈 때 만 원 줬잖아.
I gave you $10 when I got in.
안 줬습니다.
No, you didn't.
내가 줬어.
I did.
안 받았습니다.
I didn't get anything.
내가 줬어.
I gave it to you.
지금 저도 잘 모르겠어.
Even now, I don't know.
줬는데 택시기사가 돈도 받고 싶어 그랬는지.
Whether he gave it to the taxi driver, but the taxi driver was trying to take more money from
아니면
him.
아니면 자기가 술김에 안 주고 줬다고 생각하는지.
Or maybe because he was so drunk, he's saying that he gave it to him even though he didn't.
상황은 잘 몰랐어.
I don't know exactly what happened.
시비가 됐어.
But anyways, the two of them got into a fight.
그래서 한참 다투다 이제 파출소에 갔어.
And they got into a fight. They ended up at the police station.
자기는 술을 취해 있어서.
And because he was drunk.
감정이 많이 작용했어.
He was very emotional.
택시 기사는 차분했어.
And the taxi driver was very calm.
경찰관한테 얘기했습니다.
And he said to the police officer.
이 사람 술이 취한 것 같은데.
I think this guy is drunk.
어디로 탔습니다.
And he got in the taxi at this place. And I drove him all the way over here.
내릴 때 택시비 달라니까 줬다고 안 주려고 합니다.
And when he's about to get off, I asked for the taxi fare. He said that he already
그래,
paid me.
경찰 운전 당신 정말 안 받았었냐고.
And then the police officer asked him, did you really not receive anything?
내가 받았으면 뭐 때문에 이렇게 시간 끌고 있겠습니까?
If I did get the taxi fare, why would I be here? I don't want to waste time here.
그러니까 운전사가 이 사람에게 했어요.
And so the driver said to him,
그러지 말고 택시비 내고 가십시오. 집에 늦었는데.
And so the police officer said to him, just pay for the taxi fare and go home.
그다음에 경찰관이 택시 기사 말했는데 화가 났어.
And he got angry to see that the police officer was taking the taxi driver's side.
택시비 냈단 말이야.
I said I paid for the taxi already.
우리 경찰은 아유 그렇게 소리 지르고 그러면 안 됩니다.
The police officer said no need to yell.
친절하게 했어요.
And he said to him very nicely.
택시비 냈는 왜 내라고 그래?
I already paid for the taxi. Why are you telling me to pay again?
그리고 경찰관이 자기 말보다 술이 안 취한 기사 말을 더 듣는 거야.
And so the police officer was listening to the sober taxi driver more than the drunk man.
견장하고 난처한 거예요.
And so the officer didn't know what to do.
돈으로 본 적도 없고.
You know, he didn't see them exchange money. It's one word against the other.
솔로몬 같으면 이런 재판 어떻게 하는지 모르겠지.
I don't know how Solomon would judge this kind of a situation.
이야기 안 되는 거죠.
And so the you know it wasn't working out the situation.
경찰관이 들으면 택시 기사 이야기 훨씬 더 합리적이라서.
But the police officer listened. It seemed like the taxi driver made more sense.
이야기해서 그렇지만. And so the officer said, 아저씨가 술을 마시고 그런 것 같은데.
The officer said,
택시 기사 내 만들면 내고 가십시오.
In my
참 문제 생깁니다.
In my opinion, I think you're drunk and you forgot to pay the taxi fare. So go ahead and pay him now.
술이 취해서 감정 조절은.
Because he was drunk, he couldn't control his emotions.
감정이 났어.
He started to be very emotional.
책상을 발로 쳐.
And he kicked the desk with his foot.
전화기를 들었다 놨다.
And he picked up the phone, slammed it.
그 전화기 왜 그래? 전화기 깨져 그러면 안 돼요.
Don't touch your phone. You're gonna break it. What are you doing?
왜 택시비 냈는 또 내라 그래?
I already paid the taxi. Why are you telling me to pay again?
경찰은 그렇게 자꾸 소란 부리면 문제 됩니다.
And the officer said, if you keep throwing a fit like this, it's gonna be a problem. Let's be quiet.
조용히 하세요.
Let's calm down.
내가 조용히 말하게 됐어.
How can I calm down like this?
어떡할 거야?
So what are you going to do?
경찰관과 싸웠어.
And now he got into an argument with the police officer.
경찰, 내가 참는데 너무하네요.
And the police officer says, I'm trying to be nice, but this is too much.
뭐가 너무해?
What do you mean too much?
택시는 왜 안 냈다 그래?
I paid the taxi. Why are you saying I didn't pay?
그리고 막 경찰관 붙고 막
And so he was throwing a fit, fighting with the police officer.
경찰관 화가 났어.
The police got angry.
사실 내가 너무 많이 참았는데.
You know, I was trying to be nice.
아니, 너무 심하다고.
But this is too much.
공무집행방해.
Obstruction of police work.
그리고 기물 파괴.
And obstruction of police property.
그리고 구류 이틀을 선.
And you have to serve 2 days in jail.
그래서 이제 유치원에서 이틀.
And so they put him in jail for 2 days.
유치원 이틀. 너무 분한.
And he felt so enraged being in jail for 2 days. He was so enraged.
잠이 안 오고 막 밥 마시고.
He couldn't sleep. He couldn't eat.
이틀 나오자마자.
And as soon as he came out of the jail,
주소로 달려갔어.
He went to a gas station.
그래가 플라스 통을 하나 사가지고. And
bought a plastic gas tank and filled it with gasoline.
그걸 들고 파출소로 달려.
And he brought it to the police station.
파출소 앞에 소리 질러.
And he yelled in front of the police station.
파출소장 나와.
Come on, police chief.
파출소 막 그냥 골치 아픈 거지.
And at the police station, people like that, you know, cause headaches.
사과해.
Come out and apologize.
하나만 내가 시발리 뒤집어서 불 지를 거야.
If not, I'm gonna pour the gasoline on myself and put myself on fire.
경찰관이 안에서 막 그 이야기를 들은지 안 들은지.
And the officers inside ignored him.
아, 또 오늘 골치 아프네.
Ah, another headache today.
어떻게 할 방법이?
And there was nothing they could do.
이 사람은 분한데다가.
But this guy was so enraged.
파출소장한테 사과를 받고 싶은데.
And he wanted to get the police chief to apologize.
파출소 찾아가서 사실 이러이런데 당신 사과하시오. 내가 막 억울했다.
You know, such and such, he could go to the police station and say such and such happened. I feel terrible. Please apologize.
감정을 내.
He couldn't do that because he was so emotional.
대화가 안 되는 거.
And he couldn't talk with them.
화가 났어.
He got angry.
너무 분했어.
He felt so angry.
휘발유 뒤집었어.
He poured the gasoline all over himself.
그리고 라이터를 손에 들어.
And then he had a lighter in his hand.
나와 사과 안 해.
You're not gonna apologize. I'm gonna put myself on fire.
파출소 손에서 소리 들었냐 안 들었냐 아무 인지.
And in the police station, they totally ignored him.
너무 화가 나 확 끼며 라이터 불.
He got so angry, he put himself on fire.
갑자기 온 몸에 불이.
All of a sudden, flares all over his body, flames all over his body.
지나가는 옷을 벗어 막 때려 끄기 끝.
People walking by took off their jackets and put out the fire.
온몸에 화상을 입었어.
His body was all burnt all over.
병원에 입원했습니다.
And he was hospitalized.
근데 그건 의료 보험이 안 되는 거예요.
But this wasn't covered under insurance.
자기 스스로 불을 질렀기.
Because he did this to himself.
병원비가 쌓이는데 돈을 낼 수가 없어.
And the bills were piling up and he couldn't pay.
그래서 병원에서 돈을 못 내게 나왔어.
So he couldn't pay, so he came out of the hospital.
집에 누워 있어.
And he was lying down at home.
사람들이 찾아옵니다.
And people would come to him.
난 택시비 냈단 말이야.
He said, I paid for the taxi.
대부분 사람들이 지금 이제 화살이 죽어가는 사람에게 마음을 거스르게 안 하려.
And so, you know, they just want to say nice things to him because he's so badly burnt, he's about to die.
택시비 낸 거 맞다.
So they said to him, yes, you paid for the taxi.
택시 기사가 나쁜 사람.
Yes, the taxi driver is terrible.
그 사람 눈이 잡아야 한다고.
Yes, we need to arrest him.
그렇게 이야기.
And that's what everybody said to him.
그 자기 뭐 억양했어.
And so he was full of his.
택시비 냈단 말이야.
He was full of himself. I said I paid the taxi.
목사님 한 분이 그 이야기를 또 찾아봤어.
But a pastor heard about him and went to him.
자기 막 택시비 냈다고.
And he was exerting. I paid the taxi. And he was screaming and yelling.
목사님 이야기했어.
And then the pastor said to him.
서울 시내 수많은 사람 택시 타고 다 택시비 냅니다.
Many, many people in Seoul ride taxi and they all pay for their taxi.
택시비 낸 거 큰일 아닙니다.
The fact that you paid your taxi is not a big deal.
뭐 큰일이라고 자 택시비 냈다고.
What's the big deal of showing off that you paid your taxi?
사람 올 때마다 자기 편들에게는 목사님 안 그런 거예요.
And everybody else took his side but not this pastor.
화가 났어요.
He got angry.
나가!
Get out!
목사님 얘기했어.
The pastor said to him.
안 그래도 나가려고.
I was going to go out anyways. I'm leaving.
여기 있으라 그래도요.
Even though you want me to stay.
당신 살 썩는 냄새 나고요.
I smell your rotten skin.
있고 싶지 않다.
I don't want to stay here.
나가기 전에 한마디만 하고 나.
But before I leave, I want to tell you one thing.
나가!
Get out!
당신 택시비 낸 거 입증하려고.
Just to prove that you paid your taxi.
휘발유 몸을 붓고 불을 질러요.
You put the gasoline on your body and put yourself on fire.
당신 한 사람 때문에.
Because of you.
당신 부모는 지금 피눈물을 쏟고 있을 거예요.
Your parents right now are crying tears of blood.
한 번도 부모 생각 안 했죠.
You'd not once thought of your parents, did you?
택시비 냈다 큰 소리 쳐요.
And you go boast that you paid your taxi?
저 당신 아이들 저 슬픈 아이들 보세요.
Look at your kids in so much sadness right now.
안 보여요?
Don't you see that?
괴로워하는 아내 안 보여요?
Don't you see your wife in so much suffering?
택시비 내가 있잖아 이렇게 해야 돼요.
Just to prove that you paid your taxi, do you have to do this?
세상 살다 보면 억울한 일 많은데.
When you live life, sometimes you feel wronged.
택시 낸 거 인정 못 받나 다 이렇게 될 거면.
And if everybody did this to get recognized that they paid for their taxi.
할 사람 누가 있겠습니까? 다 당신 같지.
Nobody would be alive. They'd all be like you.
당신은 진짜 옆 사람 전혀 생각 자기 혼자만 생각나.
Truly, you don't think about anyone else around you. You only think about yourself.
당신 부모님에게, 당신 아내에게 자식 얼마나 많은 고통을 주면서.
To your parents, to your wife, to your children, you're giving them so much pain.
택시비 내도 큰 소리 쳐요.
And you boast that you paid your taxi?
당신 진짜 나쁜 사람이요.
You're a terrible person.
이 사람이 깜짝.
And he was completely shocked.
Wow. 그 목사님 이야기 들으면서.
As he listened to that pastor.
처음으로 아버지를 생각했어.
For the first time, he thought about his
어머니를
father.
생각.
For the first time, he thought about his mother.
아버지 어머니가 나 때문에 얼마나 가슴이 아팠어.
How heartbroken my parents must have been because of me.
아내 얼마나 슬펐어.
How sad my wife must be.
자식들이 얼마나 괴로웠어.
How much pain my children must be in.
난 그걸 모르고.
But I had no idea.
택시비 냈다고만 큰 소리를 쳐.
All I did was boast that I paid the taxi.
진짜 내가 병신이었.
Oh, what a fool I am.
사람들은 누구나 그렇습니다.
This is how people are.
사람이 모든 것 다 골고루 볼 수는 없는 겁니다.
People cannot see from every angle.
한쪽으로 생각이 치우쳤을 때
When people's thoughts become one-sided,
그보다 더 큰 게 보지 못하는 게 당연한 겁니다.
It is only natural for them to see, not to see the bigger
아버지나,
picture.
아버지나 어머니 마음을 전혀 헤아리지 않아요.
He did not think about his mother or father's heart.
나는 아이들의 마음을 헤아리지 못하고
He didn't think about his wife or his children's heart.
그냥 택시비 내다 건드치기 너무 부끄럽고
Now he was so ashamed that he had been boasting that he paid the taxi.
그날 그 사람은 정신 참으로 내가 얼마나 못난 사람이고.
That day, for the first time, he realized what a terrible person he is.
얼마나 부모님에게 아내에게 자식이 못한 것을 알게.
And he realized how terrible he was to his parents, to his wife, to his kids.
이런 기회가 되면.
And once you get that chance.
그런 기회를 얻지 못할 때 이 사람은 자기 잘한 하나만 생각지. 얼마나 자기 악을 저 그 잘 모르.
Before this, he was only filled with his own greatness. He had no idea what terrible thing he had done.
물론 여러분도 그 택시를 타고 불 지른 그 사람 같진 않겠지만.
And I'm sure you're not like that person who paid the taxi and put himself on fire.
사람이 뒤를 돌아보면 앞이 안 보이게 당연한 것이고.
And when people turn around, they cannot see what's in front of them. Of course.
여러분 앞에 눈앞에 있는 것이 빌딩보다 크게 보인 당연한 것처럼.
And of course. course, what's right in front of your eyes looks bigger than a building.
여러분 마음이 한쪽으로 치우쳤을 때,
when your heart becomes one-sided,
반대 방향에서 일을 전혀 모르듯이,
you cannot see what's happening on the other side.
자기가 택시비 냈다는 그 하나 강조하는 그 하나 때문에,
because of that one emphasis, I paid for my taxi.
아무튼 당신 택시비 냈습니다.
And people saying yes, you paid the taxi.
운전자 나쁜데 그럴 때 허무됐고,
when that taxi driver is terrible, he felt so proud.
열을 올렸어.
And that's he put himself on fire.
근데 그 속에 빠져 있으면서
but as he fell inside of that
아내가 나는 고통
the pain that he caused his wife
자기 딸 나는 고통
the pain that he caused his daughter
부모님이 당하는 그 고통을 전혀 생각에 들어가지
the pain that his parents are suffering he could not think about those things at all
대부분 사람들이
most people
삐뚤어질 때
when they become crooked
한쪽만 보는 거
because they only look at one side
나 택시비 냈어
I paid the taxi fare
잘했어
good for you
근데 왜 휘발유는 부었어
then why did you put the gasoline on yourself
왜 라이터 불은 켰어
why did you put turn on the lighter
택시비 낸 건 잘했지만
good for you you paid for the taxi
잘못한 거야
but what you did is terrible
뭐에게 아내에게 정말 잘못한 거야
to your parents to your kids to your wife this is terrible
이 사람은 목사님을 만나기 전에
this man before meeting that pastor
잘못을 깨달을 만한 지혜가 없었어.
He did not have the wisdom to realize his wrongdoing. He did not think about it.
그걸 정확히 알면
but once he precisely came to know this
내가 남자라야 하는 잘난 것도 없을 거고.
Ah, I'm great. I'm a man. Such heart disappears.
그 비참한 일이 없었을 텐데.
Then such terrible things would not happen.
사람들이 어떤 힘에 의해서
but people are dragged by a certain force
생각이 한쪽으로 끌려갈 때
and when their thoughts become very one-sided
자기가 어떤 잘못을 깨닫지 못하고
they have no idea what terrible thing they've done
옳은 하나 가지고 따라가게 마련
and they just follow after that one rightness they have
여러분 오늘 우리도 그렇습니다
everyone that's how we are today
누구든지 그렇습니다
that with anybody this is true
한쪽으로 마음이 치우치면
when your heart becomes one-sided
그 김기성이라는 사람 자기 아버지 마음을 뜯어보기 전에
like Kim Ki-sung before feeling out his father's heart
정말 그 휘발유 몸에 붓고 불을 지른 그 사람도
and just like that man who put the fuel on his body and burnt himself on fire
아버지 마음이나 어머니 마음이나 아내나 자식들의 마음을 생각하기 전에는
before thinking about the heart of his mother, heart of his father, his wife, his children
난 택시비 내서 나 옳은 사람이야
I paid the taxi, I'm right
큰 소리를 쳤어요
he boasted
그러나 반대편을 알고 나면
but once he realized the other side
부끄러워지기 시작
he began to feel ashamed
대부분 큰 소리치고 잘났다는 사람
most people who are filled with their own greatness and boasting
한쪽만 봤을 때 그럴 수 있지
they are only like that when they look at one side
나의 부족한 연약한 부분을 본다면
but if they see their weaknesses and their other side
절대 그럴 수 없어
they can never be that way
시간이 많이 갔습니다
a lot of time has passed
마음의 세계는
the world of the heart
뒤도 봐야겠지만
You have to look backwards
아,
too,
보고,
but you have to see forwards and also the sides.
하나 옳다고 옳은 것이 아니라는
Just because you're right in one thing does not mean you're right about
아,
everything.
생각할 줄 아는
being know how to think deeply.
그런 마음을 갖는 것입니다.
It's about having that kind of a heart.
그러면 여러분들은
if so,
김기성이나 그런 사람처럼 되지 않을.
You will not become like Kim Ki-sung, like such people.
항상 한쪽으로 잘난 것 쪽에 치우치면.
If you become swayed to one side, your own greatness only.
잘못을 알지 못하고.
Then you will not know about your wrongdoings.
옳은 줄 알고 비둥기를 굳게 마련.
You will only think that you're right, and you will go crookedly.
택시 탄 그 사람.
That man who paid the taxi.
그야.
Just.
돈만은 내고 나가겠습니다.
Okay, fine. I'll pay the $10. Goodbye.
분명히 낸 것 같은데.
I think I paid, but
운전도 안 받았다고 하니까.
But since you're saying that you didn't get paid,
모르겠습니다. 운전석에 두 번 주는 건지 모르겠지만.
I'm not sure if I'm paying you two times right now, but
나 이것도 다 두고 싶지 않고.
But anyways, I don't want to fight.
내가 만은 더 내겠습니다.
I'll pay $10 more. Here you go.
나가겠습니다.
Now I'm on my way.
아 예, 그만 잘 잘했습니다.
Okay, fine. That's great.
그렇게 끝날 수 있는데.
It could have ended like that.
내가 옳다는 생각하는
But the thought that I'm right
많은 비극을 가져오고
It brought about such a great tragedy
사람들이 자기 옳은 생각을 가지고 있는 것이
People having the thought that I'm right
인생은 얼마나 비참하고 잘못된 건지 모릅니다
They have no idea how much sadness and misery that brings
그런 잘못된 사고를 가진 사람 대부분은
Most people who have such wrongful way of thinking
자기가 옳은 생각을 가진 사람들 속에 일어날 일이 많습니다
It happens to the people who think that they are right.
내가 옳더라도
Even though you're right.
부족한 부분을 바라보면서
See your shortcomings.
내가 부족한 걸 안다면
And if you know that you have shortcomings.
여러분 그런 잘못에 빠질 확률이 확률이 거의 없어요.
Then there's a small chance you will fall into these terrible things.
다른 쪽 잘하는 부분이 있으면
And if you are good at certain things.
이건 좀 잘했어.
Yes, I'm good at these things.
하지만 다른 면에 못하는 부분이 많으니까
But there are many other things that I'm not good at.
잘했다고 말하면 안 돼.
So I cannot say that I'm good.
그런 마음을 가질 수 있는 사람이 지혜로운 사람.
People who can have that kind of a heart are the wise people.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 아버지.
Our Holy Father God.
여기 모인 우리 모두에게.
To all of us gathered here.
하나님의 지혜와.
May the wisdom of God.
겸비만 마음을 주어서.
And give us the godly humble heart.
내 자신을 생각 한쪽만 치우지 않도록.
And let us not be one-sided to think only about ourselves.
그리고 모든 골고루 알아서.
And let us know it all things from
different
angles. 겸비한
마음을 갖도록 축복해 주옵소서.
And bless us to be able to have the humble
heart. 그리고 삶이 복되고 영광스럽게 주옵소서.
And through that let our lives be blessed and glorious.
예수님 이름으로 기도합니다.
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
여러분 감사합니다.
Thank you everyone.